The off-year election still brought many education referenda to voters. We're working with Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay to bring you results from around the state. On issues ranging from construction to teacher pay to school safety, there's a lot to unpack. Jeannie Lindsay, welcome to WBOI Presents.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Our focus for our conversation today is ballot referenda as they relate to schools and school funding. And you and I did discuss some of the referenda that were going to be coming up and what their chances were of passing. Now that we have passed Election Day, what were some of the results? How successful were school referenda in the general election for 2019?
Yeah, so 4 out of the 10 school districts that proposed measures failed to get community support. So the measures that Huntington, Danville, Washington Community Schools, and Center Grove Community Schools, those measures all failed to receive approval. And Danville and Huntington actually both proposed 2 referenda at once, and both of their measures failed. So out of the number of measures that were on the ballot, there were 13 total. 7 of those did win. So we had Carmel Clay pass the first school safety referendum. Zionsville Community Schools is claiming victory for their 2 measures. Scott County School District number 1 also won more funding, and their superintendent said via email they're ready to build a new elementary school. And then in Vigo County, they won their referendum. It was alongside a casino referendum. And that one actually got more yes votes than the school one did, but both of those did pass. And so Vigo County is in an interesting situation where they are facing budget cuts. And so the district had already planned to make at least $5 million in school funding cuts. And that number would have been up to $8 million if the referendum had not passed.
Let's focus on one issue that we knew was going to be a part of school ballot referenda in this cycle, thanks to a decision of the State House, and that is ballot referenda focusing on school safety. There was one on the ballot. What was the result?
Yeah, so Carmel Clay Schools won the state's first ever school safety referendum. Center Grove actually also proposed a referendum this time that was focused on school safety, but it was not in the school safety designation, classification, whatever you want to call it, the, I guess, legal technical standpoint. It was just an operating referendum. But both of these districts proposed school safety projects, basically. The Carmel Clay Schools referendum, it wasn't really shocking that passed. It did not pass as successfully as prior referendums that the district had proposed. The one thing I will say is that the Carmel Schools referendum, the proposed tax rate on it was very low. It was only, I think, 5 cents per $100 of assessed property value. So it's a pretty low rate, and usually those are easier to get passed. And in that area, it's not particularly surprising.
Now that we are on the other side of the election, you and I did talk before ballots were cast about how education referenda can be a way to fight and potentially win battles that if you're a school administrator or decision maker in that regard, as far as education goes, you're fighting battles and trying to win battles you may have lost at the State House. Now that we have passed Election Day, it looks like focus is shifting back quite quickly to the General Assembly as there is a rally planned for November 19th, perhaps relating to referenda that passed or didn't. What is next for educators as we get ready for now another session for the General Assembly in 2020?
School funding has been, you know, on the minds of educators all year long, really, and even, you know, last year leading up to the session. And so there's going to be another round of referenda in May. School finance has been an ongoing conversation, and I don't foresee it quieting down until, you know, lawmakers or somebody takes, you know, really drastic action on this, because the things that we've been hearing from a lot of educators is just that the action that lawmakers took during the budget session earlier this year, it wasn't enough. It wasn't as aggressive as some people had hoped, just in terms of raising teacher pay, but also offering school funding equitably across the state. So it's going to be really interesting seeing November 19th. I mean, we've been seeing school districts cancel classes. A lot of them are calling it a snow day or an e-learning day, because so many teachers have, you know, requested that time off or you know, have wanted to make plans to go to this state house rally on November 19th, that, you know, school districts are like, we just don't have enough people to, you know, staff schools at this point. But, you know, there are other places where, you know, school administrations are doing this to, you know, support their teachers. I've heard of one district that's, you know, going to help bus teachers down to the state house. So it'll be a really interesting showing, I guess, on November 19th. You know, we've had state house rallies before this year. I know there was a big one in March, especially, you know, during the budget session. Teachers really wanted to be present and in front of lawmakers. And now, you know, this action, this day of action on November 19th is going to be on the lawmakers' introduction back to the state house ahead of the 2020 session. So it's, you know, the organization day. It's kind of the season start for lawmakers at the state house. So I think teachers are really just still fired up. They've still got a lot of ongoing energy around school finance, and they are ready to, you know, get back into the state house with lawmakers as lawmakers head back into the state house.
Jeannie Lindsay, thank you so much for your reporting on all things education. On behalf of our listeners in Northeast Indiana, thank you so much for all that you do.
Yeah, thanks for having me.